sunshine and violets on cheap wine and cigarettes might not be appropriate. This shirt is second hand. You may not like my band. I may not be the one for you. I know I'm not a saint. My story won't impress you. It gets in my way almost every day. Tone it down a touch. Do you think I'm crazy? I do. I should just go away somewhere on holiday. Do you think that you should pay?
True Hearts in the WVTF studio for a Roots Down session. Sunshine and Violets from the new album Songs for Spike. That raises the question, who's Spike?
Ha! Who's Spike? Well, another song we're going to do in this session.
That's a good segue into the next song, actually.
Spike is Frank Walker's nickname.
And Frank Walker is, we wrote a song about him. It's also on the record. PFC Frankie Walker was Steve's mom's first boyfriend when she was just 15 years old and her first love. And I guess, should we tell that whole story now about Frank Walker?
Okay, well, I was going to bring that up about how eclectic this album is. And that was so specific and such a story song. So please.
When Steve's mom met this young man, Frank Walker, he was stationed in New Jersey. Steve's mom grew up in New York, and they met. They were online at the Paramount Theater to see Frank Sinatra, and he was stationed at Fort Kilmer?
Camp Kilmer.
Kilmer. He was about to be shipped out to the war in Europe, and he was he landed on the second wave of D-Day in Omaha Beach. But they met, they fell in love, and we have a locket that Steve's mom saved, Marion saved all these years. And it's a picture of Frank Walker in his uniform on one side and her picture at the age of 15 on the other side. And we have that locket, and we also have a letter that Steve's mom wrote to him. She didn't want to forget about Frank. She wanted to tell, you'd never heard about him before.
Yeah, I never really heard about him.
And she just, you know, told us what she remembered about it. And then we did research, too, and we found we found all kinds of stuff. The internet is wonderful, like, to do research on this, and we feel like we know him now. And
we found his gravestone in France, and found out where he was killed, and he was killed in Belgium.
Mm-hmm. And we named this album Songs for Spike because we felt like there's sort of this running theme of this, like, American dream, sort of that can-do, rugged, individualistic American spirit.
It's an interesting song. It's every time we perform it, and when we were writing it, we felt like he was there, you know?
Yeah, we did definitely have goosebumps.
Wow, that's amazing. So, okay, so now we got that explanation there. So just remember that, because that's going to be the next song you do.
Yeah.
Don't forget what that story was, but for now, let's talk a little bit more. The True Hearts, Steve McWilliams, and Deborah
Bonacorsi.
Thank you. I wasn't going to butcher it. This new album, Songs for Spike, we were talking about how eclectic it is. And I got to say, the influences that you list, everyone from Johnny and June to The Clash to The Rolling Stones, Steve Earle, and Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. How do you amalgamate and mesh all that stuff together to make your sound?
You know, it's funny. We were playing a club last night. We're playing Gypsy Sally's in D.C. And one of the other bands we were playing with was talking to Deb. And he asked us about our influences and who we were influenced by. And Deb said something really interesting. She says, we have a huge record collection. And our record collection is incredibly diverse. I mean, there's tons of different types of music, from Django Reinhardt to the Sex Pistols, in there. And it's, for us, it's kind of like, everybody always calls this album eclectic. It seems that that's the thing that people say. But we don't, for us, it's just like, we just like to write music. And Deb doesn't remember this, but when we first got to Nashville, we saw David Olney. And David said to me, the most important thing that you have to remember about being in Nashville is to be yourself, just to be you. And that really struck a chord with me, because I was like, well, you know, we're just going to write the way we write. We don't try to write like anybody else. It's not like we moved to Nashville and said, you have to be an Americana band. You have to be a country. And we don't try to write like that. I don't think you should try to write in a certain genre. It doesn't work for us. We just love writing and love doing it.
I mean, it may work for other people, but we just, and I think, like you said, the David Olney thing that I do remember is that, I don't know, some teacher of mine along the way said something like, you've got the market cornered on you, so don't try to do anything else.
All right, let's get to that song that you told the story about, PFC Frankie Walker.
Right. This song on the record features Richard Bailey from the Steel Drivers playing banjo. We won't have that here today, but we'll do our best.
All right.
Well, I'm PFC Frankie Walker, and I am 18 years old. I come from Sewickley, Pennsylvania. It's a pretty little town on the Ohio. The sky was blue when I left that day. Home felt a million miles away. Ooh, we'll be home by Christmas, at least that's what they say. Well, I went through basic in Jersey, and they taught me how to be a fighting man. I met a dark-haired girl at the Paramount Theater, and I wound up holding her hand. The sky was blue on the day we met. Ooh, wish I didn't have to ship out just yet. Ooh,
don't forget.
Roots Down Radio Sessions recorded live in the WVTF studio. Search Roots Down at WVTF.org.
Well, I grew up on the second floor of a little greenhouse with a stunning view of a man-made no man's land, with my sister smoking on the porch, my mother looking for support. Now I could hear the ocean waves crashing. They flooded up my street when rain fell hard. Now I was 8 years old, my dad was gone, and I couldn't think what I did wrong. 32nd Street. Well, I'd run down to the ocean, and I'd scream till my voice drowned. And I pray that God would help me. It ain't his side of town, 32nd Street. Now my two sisters doted on me like hockey pucks that were fired at my head. Yeah, and like the ocean's roar, love was swift as it was short. Yeah. 32nd Street. Well, I'd run down to the ocean, and I'd scream till my voice drowned, and I'd pray that God would help me. It ain't his side of town, 32nd Street. Oh, oh, I remember. Oh, how the sun beat down. Oh,
town. 32nd Street, 32nd Street, 32nd Street.